shkoyach for the kailo, shkoyach for all the masaskim, and everybody. We have the chutz to come and be able to say a few devorim to divrei. Yana diyayimah for the ilam, yishus for our shwab, yishus for our shikailulim, for my chashuvim. Honest, I don't have any chutz to speak more than many other people in this room. If I'm sure I have somewhat of a chutz to speak, I think it's because to be Mizabal Yerushalayim, if you've never seen Avelis Yerushalayim, you don't know what it is. Come on, Mizabal Yerushalayim, Zeicha B'Raya B'Sim Chazka. In order to see Avelis and Yerushalayim, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. You have to be Tishbuv in Eretz Yisrael. I spoke about Mikhail. You have to be Tishbuv in Eretz Yisrael. There's plenty of places to go. I was Zeicha to go to Rav Don Segel, Zalzayin Gezunt. And you see the Bechiyas and the Yalolas from Azai Yid and his whole Beit Medrash. You see what's made with Abel al Yishalayim, with Abel al Chubonai. It's left me a Roshan with years and years ago. I have this Roshan until today. When the Baal HaPterah got up, I spoke in the Kol, I said a few words. When the Baal HaPterah got up and he said, Rachem al Tziyayin ki veis chayenu, he couldn't continue. He broke into sobbing. Rachem al Tziyayin ki veis chayenu. He broke into hysterical sobbing. He couldn't continue. And when he said, Eicha, the tears were flowing. It was, you saw Avelis Yerushalayim. If you see Avelis Yerushalayim and something like that, it's murder you, even you come back years later and you have to come to Mokim and the Zaman was made to Avelis Yerushalayim. When he said the Tinnik and Tinnikas were Nishma on the call line and they jumped off the boat into the Yam, when he said the Kinner, if God said it, the Kinner says, he couldn't continue, he was sobbing. I remember it today. Zeicha V'Raya B'Simchasai. Epis, I can say a little bit about it. Hezbollah Shlomi Yitzchoski Zen. And what I didn't see there, I saw my years and talents by in Cleveland, Ramotel Gifter, Chanik Tzadik Lebracha, used to lay in Eicha. And when we would get to the Pasuk, Malkel V'Sarel Bagoyim Ein Teira, he's a fountain of tears from him. Malkel V'Sarel Bagoyim Ein Teira. Malkel V'Sarel Bagoyim Ein Teira. Because the whole churban is because like Baruch Hu B'Terek Tchila, they didn't have the chashivas of the Torah. The only one that could be made is that Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvei Rav Atzmai Yashlai B'Yurcha B'Terek Tchila. So you felt. I said over, maybe it's one of the reasons why it's called Chodesh Av. Aleph is Aleph Bina. It's the Yisrael of Torah is Aleph Bina. The Yisrael of the churban of Av is the Av, is the Aleph Bina. You want to go even more tiffer, the Av. It says that all the Yankaivim, all the Mayadim will lost the Lava, will be possible. It says that the Tanation will become Yankaivim, Yinepcho, Simcha, is Tishba, which is the worst day, which is the day of the biggest Shar for us, will be the biggest Simcha for us. So it will be the Av of Simcha. It's Chodesh Av, he won't say any more Mar. He won't say any more, it's not Mar, it's not a Chodesh of Mar, it'll be a Chodesh of Simcha. That's why it says Av, it'll be the Av of Simcha. As Mazokal and Mesabel Yerushalayim Zeicha V'Raya B'Simchasai, we know there's a klal that if a person after many years loses somebody, a child, loses a karev, the hagashin go away. There is also Zerihi Alachai Shlishtachich Men Aleif. Somebody who's alive, he doesn't forget about. That's why Yaakov is Mitzar all the years, because really Yosef was alive. When somebody's Mesabel Yerushalayim, this mate Yerushalayim is still living by him. It's not mace. Would Yerushalayim be made, he wouldn't be Mesabal on it. Call on Mesabal Yerushalayim, someone who's Mesabal Yerushalayim, it's Tutvei, because, I mean, Yerushalayim is living by him. It's left off by him, Yerushalayim. But Mele Sech Avelis, it was like Nishtet Malayim. Those that don't have, when they wait for Tisha to be over, they look at the clock, the kinnis are over, and they look at when is Tisha B'Av over, when are we going to have Shabbos Nachamu? Then he's Zeicha Rebbe Simchasa, because it's... It's not Sheikh Avedis because it's Meis Malev. It's Nishkach Malev. It happened so many years ago, you forgot about it. It's called Amisabu Yerushalayim. Somebody who's Amis Masabu Yerushalayim because he remembers Yerushalayim is left by Amdach in Zikaran. What we're missing from the Beis Hamikdash, what we're missing from the Shkin, what we're missing from Yerushalayim. Besides Kalir, Yerushalayim was the Mokah of Simchum. The Rambam brings down that they didn't make Cheshbonis in Yerushalayim. The Rambam says that the Cheshbonis, they didn't make Yerushalayim, they didn't make the Cheshbonis and the Parnas in Yerushalayim because sometimes they don't balance. Sometimes the checkbook doesn't balance, and when you see your final mark, you're not so happy. So they used to do the Cheshbonis outside Yerushalayim. There's a place, Meyuchas,
How there was a place special outside of Yerushalayim where somebody would go and make his cheshbonis, because sometimes it comes out it would be the wrong chesh, it wouldn't come out good, and you would have avedus. Yerushalayim is the makom simcha. Here Messiah is the makom simcha. And all that we lost. All that which signifies the Beis HaMikdash, our nisim, which is set up in the Chatziyavitz, that all the nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash were all things that were kilkulim. Nobody was bitten by an akrid. There was no Sevuva Beis HaMikdash Chaim. The light always lasted. It was all kilkulim, because in a Makom of Gan Eden, which was a Shrei Tashchina, all of that wasn't Shaykh any kilkulim. That's the Chatziyavitz. So give a Meridik Amosul of us making Lesabal Yerushalayim, why we have an obligation every single year to be Mesabal Yerushalayim. Give a Meridik Amosul. There was once a couple, Nebuch, they went through their life, didn't have children. Their whole simcha would be they would want to be Zeicha to have a child. After many years of tefillah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu helped them. The lady became Uberes, and they were Mali Simcha, the couple. The Mali Simcha that they have a chance to be able to bring a child into the world. Shas later, those days was much different than today. The Skasha Isha Belidita, she had trouble with the labor. And the doctor came in and told the husband in a solemn tone, it's either your wife or the child. Shem Yerachem, the person's faith for the choice of death. Shem Yerachem. It's either your wife or your child. So the doctor said, you know, you're a young lady still. You have a chance to live. They don't understand anything. You don't understand. Avada will cut up the baby. Nebuch will cut up and you'll be surviving, but it can't be both of you. And the lady said, no, I want to be able to leave a child over in this world. That's all I came for. That's all I care for, to be my midaris, and that's it. Baby Shem wants me to die, I'll die, but as long as the child will live. But tell the child that his mother gave up her life for him. Let him know that my yard said every year, my yard said the other yard, he should know it's either him or me, and I gave up my life for him. I wanted to know that every year by my yard said he should cry, he should daven and say mishnayis, and remember what I did. I gave up my life for him. And the years went by, and the boy grew up. He grew up, and he was a bentayra, and he was there on every yard side, and he was daven. But as it goes, the years went by, and he forgot. And it wasn't with the same chumra, with the same kavedus, and the same kavana, and he would daven, but it was with a coldness. It wasn't with the same cheshek. It wasn't with the same bother. And his father watched it with chagrin. His father was very upset. He says, my tired kid, what's my statement? Why don't you understand, my dear son? He says, your mother gave up her life for you. It's all her. Your every chiyus is her. Can't you daven with more kavana? And the child heard and understood. So the muscle here, it is exactly the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a time at Kufu Mekpais over Chayta Kodesh Baruch and said, "Is it Mishnah Kenetz? There's a man of Korbis. Mishnah Kenetz Mekpais. But there's a Beis Hamikdash, and I'll take the Beis Hamikdash instead of you. We'll take the mother instead of the child. We'll take the Beis Hamikdash. We'll take a man instead of Beis Hamikdash. We'll take it away from you. But remember that we took it away from you so that you should live." I took away the Beis HaMikdash. I made a mask of the Beis HaMikdash. The mom, I took the mother. But why? Because I wanted that the child should live. Who's the child? Us. So every year when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it comes to Tisha B'Av, the vein and the clogging because the Beis HaMikdash was carved. It's not just a piece of wood that was carved, bricks that was carved. It's your mother was carved. Your chiz was the Beis HaMikdash. Rachem, al Beis, see, I keep Beis Chayenu. It's Beis Chayenu. Beis Hamikdash is Beis Chayenu. We live in, because that's not some Beis Chayenu. It's why we're living today. If it wouldn't be for the Beis Hamikdash, we wouldn't be alive today. We're alive because the Beis Hamikdash was chorv. It's the Shmashkin al Aveveyu Shalkai Yisrael. Nu, it says, Kunt Eim Ol Ayor Bek Deheb. Once a year, say Kaddish for me. Say Kaddish for the Beis Hamikdash. Eim Ol Ayor, say Kaddish for the Beis Hamikdash. Not more, I don't want more. Vey for the Beis Hamikdash. So Kiddush for the Beis Hamikdash. How are you going to use up the day? And then right away comes Shabbos Nachamu. Simcha Shabbos Valdi Shabbos Nachamu. Over to Zoyche Zayin to Nechol. You have to have a Velis. If there was no Avelis, what's the Simcha of the Nechama? Shabbos Nachamu, concerts, everything was saying. There's only shaykh if you're misabel. If someone is misabel, your shaykh is misabel, and the skin is misabel, what happened? So then you need a tanchumim, and you must say, I'm mizaychim, for the next year that there should be a nechomim, you should build a beit hamikdash, Shabbos nachmas, the Shabbos for nechomah, but it comes together with avelus. So I want to say over, I don't know if you do it here, but if we came, you do in Lakewood, Ruyuchim also, the Zangiz of Mishnark, was Megala of Chassam Sefer, then in Chicago it became part of the constitution of the yeshiva, and everywhere we say, I don't know if it reached this century. Rabbi Yeruchim said over, Rabbi Yeruchim said over, he found that the Yid is a, oh my gosh, there's nothing else. He found the Chassam Sefer, the Jewish Lezayin Adar, with Purim, but the Jewish, he says over here, Moridik is Shtikal. He says like this. Tisha B'Av is Nitcha, comes on the Shabbos this year. Yeah, Sunday. Brings on Avudraham. That if Tisha B'Av, if the Torah of Tavis would ever come on the Shabbos, it doesn't, because it doesn't come on the calendar. Would Torah of Tavis come out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. Why? Because it says, Ksayv Lecha, as Etzem Hayem Hazeh. He told the Navi, says, write the Etzem Hayem Hazeh. Etzem Hayem Hazeh says, like Yom Kippur, which says, the Etzem Hayem Hazeh, Yom Kippur. The Etzem Hayem Hazeh says, Yom Kippur. It says also, the Etzem Anasar B'Tavis. So would it come out on Shabbos? You'd have to fast on Shabbos. No, it's tiny. No one is tiny to fast on Shabbos. Kippur. Only Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Anasar B'Tavis. So the Favos, would Anasar B'Tavis, he says, be Tisha B'Av. Well, the Chavshim Hashtanim, he says, it's Tisha B'Av. And if Tisha B'Av is talking in you, that Kurban Abayis, Muslim fasten. He said, I would understand. But it's not true. Tisha B'Av, you don't fast. No, then fasten, a servitate. So, the Mayrin the Bell. He says, V'nir Ezach Sam Sefer, to the Mavire, every year, V'zman HaScholos HaMotzer, which is on a servitate, when they started, they went against Yerushalayim, the enemy came to Yerushalayim, they surrounded it. It was 2.5 years that they were surrounded the city until the base in Shamala was Machriya, that they should be destroyed. Which day does the base in Shamala sit to be Machriya? On Asara B'Tavis. Because that's the day when they're deciding whether the Yishlaim Shem and B'Chorev. And at that year it was decided to be Chorev. On Asara B'Tavis. Zog Sam Sefer, every year, that was lying, if the base of just be Yom of Kila Nechrov B'Yom of, if base of Mimish not going to be built, it's like it was destroyed. Comes out that every Asar B'Tavis is as massive as the Shemaim, should we build the Beit HaMikdash or not? Every year, on Asar B'Tavis, there's another, because Kol Beit HaMikdash L'Nivu Yom Kippur Nechava, so is there going to be another Korban this year? Comes out that every year on Asar B'Tavis, is there going to be a Korban this year or not? Because it doesn't have to be, it's not going to be a Korban. So every Asar B'Tavis, Tzitzik Do'a Ashach L'Tayin Shemaim, should there be a Korban or not? Zog Sam Sefer, what happens if the person has a bad dream on Shabbos? On Friday night, he has a bad dream. It's mortar, l'sfailo, l'otzum, sinus, chaloim, b'Shabbos. Why? Because since you're going to be mevatel v'tzara. By your tinus, whatever tzara is supposed to happen, if you fast, you're going to break whatever happened in your dream. The oinik that you have, ayidei the tinus, is mortar on Shabbos. Shabbos, and I'll have any tzara. But you're not going to have tzara because you're having an oinik because you're mevatel your tinus. Same thing he says, what I serve at David's going on Shabbos, we vow every year that there's no base of Mimish. Sutzachab and without base of Mimish, Sutzachab and Korban, so tomorrow they get Tzara on that day. So if you fast, and you're Mavatla with Tzara, with your Tvilas, and you're Mimispalo, it's a tremendous Einig, Magman fasting on Shabbos. He does the Shabbos. He does the Shabbos. That's what we have every year we have an opportunity, the base of Mimish will become a point of base of Mimish, and whoever, every door that's not built is a bite of Korban. Mr. Shem, we still have time. Mr. Shem, we'll all be together. Mr. Shem and Tishma will be in Eretz Yisrael. I just heard this afternoon. I heard this afternoon. The Rambam of Tishel is lying in the hospital. From a Shkia Chafik. Just heard this afternoon. That he was visiting his wife in the hospital when she was sick a few years ago. And he fell asleep. And he had a dream. And he was going to leave Lakewood. He was thinking about leaving Lakewood. Whatever he has this money. And Rav Aaron came to him. He knew Rav Aaron because he met him when he was a bacher. He met Rav Aaron. He said, as long as you stay in Lakewood, you and your Rebbe are going to meet Mashiach. You and your Rebbe. Rebbe today. You and your Rebbe today are going to go and meet Mashiach. So, Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem. First of all, Baruch Hashem, I'll thank you so much. We have a last talk for a barn. Mitzvah Hashem, I'll thank you so much. The question though is, that we all have, don't understand, is how are we going to be Zeicha? Eich Niska, how are we going to be Zeicha when all the previous Dairs went Zeicha? The Dairs, the Gedolim, the Aladot, go back and back and back and back. Each door is better than the door. They weren't Zeicha. Why are we going to be Zeicha? What's the schus that we have that we should be Zeicha V'Raya in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So maybe you can zog in the shtickle from the sky. The Mitzvah Malyo, the Shtikvah, thank you, the Shtikvah, the Mitzvah Malyo, a little bit, maybe a little bit to add. Tishvav is what happened. For all you saw, they came back, when the Meraglim came back on that night of Tishvav, the Meraglim and Shishvav, a Yiftu Kolam Malaylahu, they cried that night, because Baruch Hu said, Atam B'chisa B'chiyah Shachinam, Abadam Tifku, B'chol Dor V'dor, this night is the night of Tishvav, you're going to cry every single night. What he does, B'chiyah Shachinam, and what it does, the B'chiyah B'chol Dor V'dor. Yo says that the Bechina was then, it was a Bechsorim Bitochen. It's a Sephorna, really. It's a Bechsorim Bitochen. They didn't have the proper Bitochen that goes Baruch Hu, that he's going to take care of them. So the Rabbi said, what do you mean? We're going there to Israel. God will be mad. Bechsorim Bitochen. You don't feel like Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life. Gay, vain, yet they are. You're going to cry every year. What are you crying for every year? You're crying for Kvod Shemayim. You're crying that the Shechina went away. What are you sitting here crying for? You feel such an iskaris, right? When you finish Eicha, Hashiveinu, Hashem Elech, Hashemeinu, Kikadam. You walk, it's meriting. It's meriting. We see Elitzi and Varel, the manika that takes through my whole, that's the whole bones. And it's such a meriting, and you feel so uplifted. And you feel so stark. There's a nigga that tells, maybe Rabbi Schwaber, the nigga that tells, Eishtukah, Bekirbi, the nigga that tells, it came from, you brought it here. It's a beautiful thing about the here. It's beautiful, and it's such an astronomous, and you feel so stark that the Eibishter, Atam B'chisa B'chia Shachinam, you didn't have the proper B'toch. It's going to take you years and years of every single Tishbav. As the veins Tishbav, you bring in a scarlet, you feel so close, that goes forth, and you want to be Tishbav. Every year, we have more B'chias than the door before us. Every door has more crying. Every door, we have a much better chance that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring us to Mashiach. We go, now have a mer b'chias. Atam b'chias, the b'chias shachinim, pleich and cry every single year till you're misakin yana b'chia. Nu, b'ezach Hashem. Mir givayin, the tate givayin. We saw that by our parents. We saw what a tishba won by our parents. We saw by our parents. We have to teach it to the door. We have our achrayas. We have to teach it to the door. We have to teach them what they're missing. We have to teach them this b'chila d'iris. We can bring the Mashiach. The candles. Chofetz Chaim is a very, very famous marshal. Chofetz Chaim is a very, very famous marshal. There was a fellow, a wholesaler, who used to come every year, and he would fill up his stuff with his wagon and all his caving with merchandise. He would come back home and sell it. No, as David, you know, happens, I'm all, he fell behind in his payments. He wasn't able to pay. So every year he would come and he would ask again for all the merchandise, and he would give him a credit. One year he comes again, he asks for merchandise and credit. The guy looks in his books, he says, excuse me, you owe me from 15 years already. There's only so long I'm giving you a credit. But again, and he starts crying, he says, that's my whole parnosa. I can't, this is what I have in the whole year, I need to have it. And he's ready to give in because he was a Rachman, the wholesaler was a Rachman, he was a person of compassion, pity, he was going to give it to him. But the people said, stop, what are you doing to him? You're a Rodi, I know this guy, he's not going to pay you. So they came up with an answer. Don't come and fill up the whole barrel with wine and with spices and everything else and then take a big credit of thousands of dollars. Take as much as you can sell, the cash you have at hand, mess up your soul, go home, make a few dollars profit, come back next year, make a few dollars profit, and over the years, you'll pay up your chayiv. You don't have to do everything at once. It's not possible to do it once. Do it a little bit, year by year, you'll pay up the chayiv. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Avis is not asking from us to do complete tshuva. Avada is a great thing. Avada will do something. Do something. pay a little bit of the chai. There's a chai. Every year we come and Shani Kippur, we say, because Baruch, we can do tshuva this year. Yeah, we're going to do tshuva this year. It's gone. The Bell says, why do you say, Rabbi Shmuel goes here, why do you say, Bahurachu, Matayim Yom Kippur? You just finished Nila. Why do you say, Bahurachu? Bahurachu, Michaber, why do you say, because as soon as they finish Nila, oh, and Yom Kippur is over. There's such a machshava in the first, Yom Kippur is over. Oh, we could have admired now. Yom Kippur is over. Finish. Bahurachu, Michaber, all that. You have to really ask for that. Epis Abisala. Something, as Kumta, a Tishabah, something, we have to do some little thing that we have to do. We don't ask you for many great things. We're supposed to ask you to start, do Epis something. Shmir Taloshin, do something. Epis, pay back a little bit of the Chayyim, that's all I want from you. Pay back a little bit of the Chayyim, and then eventually Mashiach will come. So we can be Zaycha something even at other doors. Because this little bit that we could do is something we could do. So I wanted to spend a few minutes going through our Gemara as a very it's just something Gemara that we can really learn from a lot. What's made a schus that we have? A little bit from Amaral, a little bit he explains the Gemara. Chaim Friedland explains. The Gemara says, or being done the story, Yehuda Abaya, Shamala who gave it more in the Tukin and Bay, the Abaya heard a person, the Kamala Heats, told the lady, Nakdam and Ezel Burcha, let's go along the path. Omar, Ezra, for Shin Misur, there's certainly be over Nisr on the way. There's Yichud here. I'm going to stop him from an Nisr. He wants to go to the right place of our site, approximately 10 miles, 9 miles. Can be Porsche Madari, and when they separated, one went one way, the other, the man went one way, later another way. Shaman and Ka'amri, Urchen, Rechika, Vitzapsim, Vesima. We had a long way already. We still have a long way to go. We had enjoyable company. Have a good day. And the ladies had a good day, and they separated. Omar Abai, Mandasanili, he's talking about himself, it's a euphemism. Bobby, once he looked at Mashay, how would I be able to hold myself back from doing an Avera? In the field, there's nobody there. I went to hold myself back. Also, Tali Nafsha Bibur, he leaned against the door, Bibur the Dasha, Mitzdair, and he had a tremendous desire that these couple were able to be over the Yetzirah, to be overcoming Yetzirah, and he thought he couldn't do it. So Abba told him, Kolagolam Mechavera, Yitzhagolam Emanu. There's a concept of Kolagolam Mechavera, Yitzhagolam Emanu. It comes out as the concept. Whoever's Golem Mechaver has a great Yetzer. And you, a buyer, are Golem Mechaver. You have a great Yetzer. That's why you would have had a difficulty. These people don't have such Yetzer. I once heard from Rabbi Gabriel Ginsburg. I once heard Kinti Shilly's folks. He said, I'm very big shot. I want to say a lot different, but this is what he said over. Golem Mechaver, Yetzer Golem Mechaver. He says, what's shot? He says, when a person is Golem Mechaver, right, there has to be Zulu Masu. There only has to be a Bechira. So your Yetzer has to be God, otherwise you don't have any Bechira. So he was saying then, that's why you find sometimes when people who are somewhat in an elevated state and then they leave that elevated state, they fall apart. There are people like that. They're in an elevated matzav and they go away from that matzav, they fall apart. He says, you know why? Because, yeah, you left that elevated matzav, the Yetzer didn't leave you. Come to God, he says, yeah, this big Yetzer. Now you went away, the Yetzer didn't go away. He's still there. Yetzirah is still there. So what is the meaning of Yetzirah? Yetzirah is Galal B'Chayyam. What does that mean? So Aral says, like, he says, we know the Yetzirah is compared to Zvuv, Zubi, Mavis, Pasim, Kolos, Zubi, Mavis, Yavish, Yabiyah, Shemer, Keach. A little fly, even the smallest fly, can ruin oil. Yetzirah is called like a fly. He's Ravites. Where it says in Brachas, Yetzirah is like a Zvuv. He's Ravites, Ben Exophian. The Yetzirah, an Adam Gadol, finds the smallest spot that he has where he fell through in something, and he chops it on that. Here's the muscle. It's like a diamond. You have a beautiful 3-carat diamond. A little speck of the diamond ruins the diamond. If you have a smaller diamond, so the speck is also going to ruin it, but it's not just a big house. The whole diamond's worth $1,000. If you have a speck, it's worth $800. If you have this fantastic diamond, it's worth $10,000, and you have a speck of the diamond, the whole diamond's worth $1,000. So the Gedalei Ador from the previous day race, they had a tremendous Yetzirah because the Yetzirah found any Pagam B'chatzashon that they had and he stuck himself there. It's a whole different situation. By us, even the smallest speck is not such a kilter thing. So the Yetzirah does not have such a damage to us like he has been. Yisrael explains it even further. He says there's two kinds of Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah Ruchni and the Yetzirah Tivi. Called the Yetzirah Ruchni, Yetzirah Tivi. Yetzirah Ruchni is what Adam Gedolim have when they have a Sazah, they have a Nisayah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a Nisayah. It's called the Yetzirah that comes to Shemayim to the Nisayah to see what they do. Like David HaMelech, he shot an arrow, right, and he had a bird. And he saw Basheva, and he had a cheshif and avera. Or Moshe Rabbeinu Mekleisha, when he went up to Shemayim, so he showed him Moshe Rabbeinu the Techerikia, and therefore they were chotebeiko. Given grace dimension, and grace dimension, there's these shayus that come. He calls that merit. Yisrael Slavic calls that Yetzirah that you fight with an Adam Gadol, and he wins or he doesn't win. That's merit because you know a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's an Adam Gadol. He knows what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. And he has this Muhammad to go and fight with it. It's a very difficult Muhammad, and it's not so easy to win. But today, our Muhammad is not the same Muhammad. It's not merit. When we do something wrong, we have a head for everything we do, don't we? We can say Lashon Hara about him because it's not really Lashon Hara. We can talk about him. We can come late to Davini because I can catch up to Davini anyway. We can go on and on and on and on. I don't think there's really anybody who doesn't have air today who knows it's wrong. But he has this big nisoyin, he can't overcome it. A lot of times you, but it's mostly, you find a heter. Because it more says, if you do an aver twice, it's not like a heter. He says, that, the Yetzirah, it's somewhat easier to overcome. Because it's not that you know it's true and there's something fighting against you, this tremendous nisoyin. It comes from the lack of understanding, the lack of light. The longer the doors go away from the truth, the more we are mushbal, the more chumrius we have, the more less spirituality we have, the more we have metumtum, the easier it is for Mashiach to come. The easier it is for us to become something. Because the reason why we're doing it, because we don't realize it's wrong. The longer we have these, how there's so many Bala Tshuva today. There's so many Bala Tshuva today. You come to this community, it's beautiful. What's the shot? It's so covered up. A little bit, and they see the silliness of the dice. We're on Shabbos. In Rav Meir's congregation, and everybody tells the same thing. The Hajjib come from. They all said, it's so silly what these people are doing. How can you not be from this? Sigel. I'm very fascinated by that yid. He says, he saw it silly, and he's a brilliant man, a lawyer, and a gentleman. He spoke from you. He sat the whole sunnah with his hat and jacket on. He doesn't take off his hat and jacket by meal. He's boiling hot. He doesn't take off his hat and jacket. What the hell can you do? As I mentioned, he says, I saw this silliness of the guy. He says, it's very easy to become a Baal Tshuva. The Gemara says that Ein Ben David Doel, a Bor Shekul, Zaket Kul Echayim. And a Dor Shekul Echayim is going to come on his Be'ita and his Be'achishana. His Be'ita when he's supposed to come, his Be'achishana when a Dor Shekul Echayim. On the Reichav Al Chamor. There's two ways Mashiach can come. Mashiach can come with an Onan, with a cloud, and Mashiach can come on the Reichav Al Chamor. What's the Reichav Al Chamor? What's Reichav Al Chamor? The Gemara says Reichav Al Chamor is Gashmias. He's reichiv on the churvius of the door. He's reichiv on what the door is. It's a door that doesn't know anything. And he comes reichiv on the churvius, and it's so easy to see a little bit of light at the door, which is so dark, it's so easy to see the light. And Baruch Hashem, he can descend, you see what's happening. It's so easy to be chayt of a tshuva. That's the door that's kulichai. That's where we can be seichiv. And we'll be maslim, the connection between the end of the year and the beginning of the year, the merging of the connection. But when Mishpala Rosh Hashanah, if you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be a melech, why doesn't it bother you that he's not a melech now? Comes to Tisha B'Av and it's such a shverika, there's no Skavos Malchus Shemayim, and it's such a Gidna, such a Shvala Matzav, and there's nobody knows there's an Avish in the world. Why doesn't it bother you? Because there's no Avish in the world, it doesn't bother you. So why are you going to ask that he should be a melech and come Rosh Hashanah? If you want him to be a melech, melech ha-kalayim, now he's not a melech. So if it bothers you on Tisha B'Av that he's not a melech, then you can hope that Mitzvah Shem Hashanah, you should be safe. And you want to be in the Mitzvah, you should be safe to see a Malchus Shemayim, be Mekorim. But you don't care about it, it doesn't bother you. It's the Salvi Shemayim, it's amazed by you. You don't care, it doesn't make a difference. Gave by Tisha B'Av and it don't come anybody any different to it. When the Tefillah is L'Zeichazayim, Vem is L'Zeichazayim, it's an Avoida Tisha B'Av, it's an Avoida. But you should be safe, and the Salvi Shemayim, well, then Al Chorbanai, come and see, you feel so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu after Tisha B'Av. You almost don't want to go eat. You almost come at night, you don't want to eat. You want the Tisha B'Av to still stay. Yom Kippur also like that. You want the Yom Kippur to stay. The Zohar Mechaim Shalevich used to say that, how do you know who's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpacha and who's the guest? He's going to Chasana at 12 o'clock at night, who's there in the hall? The guest left already. Who's in the hall? The Mishpacha. Yom Kippur, but say Yom Kippur. who the mishpach is still there. The ones that are there, tell you kippur, the mishpachet, the guests leave. The guests leave. Right? So they go, to the kippur, they run out to the mayor, they go to eat, and that's it. The kippur's over. That's the guests. The ones who are mishpachet live in. So the mishpachet can as well, the ones that zeichem v'rei v'chubanai, zeichem v'tavish, v'zeichem v'rei v'simchasa. Zeichem v'rei
Where does he know that from? He's saying on Shabbos, doesn't sit on Shabbos.
Look. Kol shana bishni. The idea I see in the table is she hears kol as a mala mishpat a korban. The market is over the yeshi beish shemal the grace of a korban and kol shana bishana.
He says
the rumor says the same thing.